Have you noticed there's no one in this town?
So?
Well, this is obviously a place for tourists to flock to, but I'm the only one in the hotel. You and I are the only tourists here.
Except for that man I saw you talking to yesterday.
Paolo. He was here on business.
Business with you?
No, I'm here on vacation. You know, see a little Brazil. What about you?
On vacation?
Well, it's a nice place.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
But I'm leaving for Rio de Janeiro.
Oh, Rio. Such a beautiful city.
You know, I've never seen Rio.
You've never seen Rio?
No, never seen Rio. I flew directly into Sao Paulo. I took the evil bus up the coast.
Evil bus?
It was a devilish ride. No, it's evil, E-V-A-L.
Well, Mr. Shortstop, I'm driving...
You can call me Short Top.
Yes, Mr. Shortstop. I'm driving back this morning. Would you like a ride?
A ride to Rio? I appreciate that.
You'll like Rio.
I've been looking forward to seeing those bikinis. Oh, yeah.
There's not much to see.
Not much.
Very, very, very little. So little, little, little tiny strings. Like what do you use to floss your teeth?
Whoa, ho, ho, ho.
You got a free trip to Rio just to pick up a statue?
Yeah, I was set up. There's something I haven't told anyone.
Yes?
Well, back in the U.S., when I was in the Grand Mall... By the way, have you been back there lately?
No.
Well, you know, all the malls have connected. I mean, it's all one endless mall now.
I believe you. I saw it coming.
Well, anyway, there was a stand. You know how they put a counter in the aisle and sell anything from pretzels to jewelry? But this one place sold things from Brazil. Bookends, letter openers, boxes made from amethyst or garnet, whatever... animal figurines, parrots, elephants, alligators, toucans, all carved out of the stuff.
Yeah, they sell that everywhere here.
Yeah, I've noticed. Anyway, as I was walking by, one of the figurines caught my eye. It was a little turtle, only about an inch and a half long. The back of the turtle, you know, the shell, was made from an odd sort of semi-precious stone. The feet, head, and tail, they were all silver. Anyway, I reached out to pick it up, and my hand stopped. There were two of them. Two identical turtles. It was then I noticed each stone had a black spot in the center. Like they were dilated pupils looking at me. And just by moving the slightest bit... light caused them to expand and contract, as though they were focusing on me.
You mean the backs of the turtles were really eyes?
Exactly. Eyes disguised as turtles.
What happened?
I guess I sort of tranced out for a moment, and the next thing I knew, I had bought them.
Then what?
Out of nowhere, someone by the name of Short Top Detroit appears and offers me a free trip to Brazil.
They're not glass eyes.
No, but they're like glass eyes, only it's a clear gem with a dark slit in the center. It seems to open and close with the light. Well, here. I've been carrying these things in my pocket.
Yeah. Eyes all right. That's just fine, thank you. Yeah, they are eyes.
Oh, how do they feel to you?
Well, it feels like they're waiting.
For what?
I don't know. Waiting.
You know, the one thing I want to see in Rio is the Carmen Miranda Museum.
Carmen Miranda has a museum?
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid, Rio was this romantic place for me, a tropical paradise where everyone danced under the moon and would suddenly start singing. I loved her hats and all those bananas and pineapples.
Carmen Miranda was my aunt.
No.
Yes.
Your aunt?
Yes.
Really?
Not really. Not my real aunt, but I was named after her. So I always thought of her as La Di Academy.
Oh, boy, she must be a hero for you Brazilians, like Aunt Jemima is for us. You ever met her?
No, and I'm not Brazilian. I was born in Guadalajara.
Guadalajara? Oh, yeah. I knew a woman there once who used to do the Indian rope trick with both of her feet behind. Well, never mind. That was another story. Anyway, what about Carmen Miranda's shoes and those heels, huh?
Oh, I would wear my mother's shoes and put fruit on my head and dance and fall over.
Whoa. Oh, man. I love Carmen Miranda. Oh, Carmen Miranda, a tribute to our country, Portugal.
So, this is your apartment, Mojo. Nice view of the bay.
Yeah, I like it. You want a beer?
Oh, that'd be great. God, it's really hot out there.
I used to go with this woman back in Philly. Her name was Ellie. This was a long time ago. And then I met someone else and, you know, I lived in this apartment house and Ellie lived directly below me. So one night, I started hearing some chanting and then the drums started and I knew what she was up to.
Voodoo?
Oh, yeah. She was conjuring up something to get me back. And those drums went on all night into the next day, took a break, and back at it again all the next night. She was doing me good.
What happened?
It worked.
You went back to her?
I did.
Well, how did you feel about her doing that to you?
To me, Ellie is the most beautiful woman in the world. If she snapped her fingers, I just might be right back there in Philly.
Really?
Yeah, I'm telling you. If you ever hear those drums, you say, feet, do your stuff.
God. And he's laughing about it.
Sometimes I'll tell you about the Black Venus.
The Black Venus?
That's right.
Oh, God, I don't think I want to know.
Gasohol, huh? This thing runs on sugar cane?
Look at what they have done. Chihuahua. Gasohol was 40 cents a gallon. Now look, cost as much as in the United States.
Well, that explains why there were no tourists in Paraty. They couldn't afford to drive there.
Bom dia. Quanto é que vão querer?
Fill her up.
Olha, por que está tão cara?
Bom, dois dias depois das eleições, o governo dobrou o preço da gasolina.
What'd she say?
She says 2 days after the election, the government doubled the price of gasoline and gasohol.
That makes sense.
Se eles mudassem o preço antes das eleições, não teriam conseguido nenhum voto, né?
What did you say?
They raised the price before the election and no one would vote for them.
Did you see that on TV? They were burning cars in Brasilia.
O quê?
Yeah.
Dice que se vio en televisión como quemaban los coches en Brasilia.
Ah, é verdade.
Yeah, they really torched those suckers. Poof!
O quê?
Que los quemaron.
Yeah.
Poof!
É verdade. Poof!
Yesterday, remember we were talking about the slaves and the African deities they brought with them?
Yeah.
There was one thing I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
Not all of the deities brought over survived, did they?
That's right. What happened was this. Back in Nigeria, even today, the big festivals deal with the land, agriculture. But for the slaves over here, why pray to the gods for good crops when it's the slave master who's making the profit? A big harvest meant more work. Better to pray for drought or for epidemics to destroy their plantation, right? So a lot of what were beneficial gods were discarded. And what became important were Ogun, god of war, Shango, god of justice, Eshu, god of vengeance.
I see.
When you heard the drums at night, it wasn't invoking rain or prosperity for the village, the way it used to be back home. No. It was calling for something else. And just maybe, some beautiful black woman might decide to get revenge on her haughty white mistress by brewing up some herbs to make the master fall in love with her instead.
Are we talking about the Black Venus?
Not quite yet. Or that same beautiful black woman may brew up some toxic plants known as herbs for sweetening the master that would slowly eat away his brain. Ooh, yeah. Oobla dee, oobla da. Life goes on.
Oh, nice, Mojo.
Now, you want to know about the Black Venus?
No.
You know, that's funny. running your car on sugarcane. Just stick in a couple of stalks in there and boom.
O que ele está falando, hein?
Nada importante.
What's that?
She wanted to know what you were saying and I told her nothing.
Yeah, well, ask her if she knows Carmen Miranda.
El señor Shortstop quiere saber si usted conoce a Carmen Miranda.
Carmen Miranda? Claro, ela era maravilhosa. Quando eu era menina, sonhava em ser Carmen Miranda.
What did she say?
That when she was a small girl, she wanted to be Carmen Miranda.
Yeah, well, they don't build them that short anymore.
O tico tico cá, o tico tico lá, comendo todo meu fubá. O tico tico cá, o tico tico lá, comendo todo meu fubá.
I'll tell you what.